By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
السلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب
الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine, another program. Alhamdulillah, Azza with another guest. Now today's guest, mashallah, you have already seen, he's dressed in dark brown today, mashallah, but again, as usual, the beautiful green Imam Ashrif, it is none other than our respected and honorable, mashallah, UK Zimadar, Khalid Bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. First and foremost, barakallah for joining us today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Now, as usual, it is the beginning of our program, and each and every single program of ours, we begin by listening to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم الحمد لله. These are the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. And the Quran itself, Khalid Bhai, is a naat of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And generally, الحمد لله, after listening to the beautiful verses of the Quran, we then move to praise and salutations upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a naat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammad, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala Muhammad, hum bhi madine
جائے
کی سعادت یا رسول.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of my channel, Alhamdulillah Azzur, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, Alhamdulillah Azzur, we have a separate topic for today. Today's topic, Khalid Bhai, is how to stay happy. Now, mashallah, from many people, you could say, you know, a brilliant person to ask is Khalid Bhai. He was, you know, half asleep when he came here, but mashallah, he's woken up now, smiles on his face. Gee.
I think one of the things to make you feel happy is to listen to you first thing in the morning.
Allah.
Just the, you know, the start of the program, when you say, Sallu ala Habib, the energy that you portray. And as you were saying that, it got me to thinking how to stay happy. And I think it's, you know, one of the ways to stay happy is to stay with people that are happy, to stay with people that are vibrant. And that rubs off on people as well, you know. And it rubbed off on me. I arrived here, I remember messaging you that, look, I'm stuck in the traffic. Mm-hmm. I might be late. So I was getting stressed. I was getting worked up. And I arrived here quite tired. But just being in your presence, alhamdulillah, has made me happy today as well.
Jazakallahu khairah. Now, happiness generally, you know, people have a various understandings of what we mean by happiness. How will you begin?
You know, when you talk to a person that's not a Muslim, and when they ask you, what does Islam mean? Islam means submitting to the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I think in that is your code for happiness, your criterion for happiness. Submitting to the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if you are happy with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you, you'll remain happy. Those people that are forever striving for other things that are not within their grasp, they'll never be happy. And they say that the richest person in the world is he who is happy with what he's got.
Allah.
And if you are happy with what you have got, you'll be happy. Just as a coincidence, somebody rang me yesterday.
Right.
And they said to me that, can you give me a wazifa?
As I said, there's always something.
Can you give me a wazifa? Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm not happy. Yeah. Can you, you know, tell me? Because I look around and I see people that are being successful, moving on and achieving things, and I'm not achieving things. And when I see that other people are achieving things, moving on, it makes me depressed, it makes me sad. Yeah. And I said to them that, look, do you realize that maybe that is not for you? And if you were to progress down that path, that may have been a failure for you. It might seem like a success in your eyes, but maybe the plan that Allah Azza wa Jalla has got for you, yeah, you don't realize it just yet. And I realized, you know, I'm over 50 now, Shabazz Bhai. And if I look back at, and you'll be able to look back at crucial moments in your life, and one of them probably, you know, the day that you were invited to join Jamia, yeah? The crucial moments in your life, and you think to yourself that, look, Allah Azza wa Jalla placed me in that place, at that time, to meet that person, to talk to that person, to be given that invitation, to have that step in my life. And you look back and you think, and I look back and I realize that I'm probably the luckiest person in the world. You know, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me throughout my life with opportunities that at the time I may have not realized there were opportunities. At the time I may have thought to myself, no, I don't want to do this. I want to be able to do that, but I can't. And there's restrictions there. But I look back and I think Allah's planned for me a beautiful life. You know, and as a result, you know, it's made me now realize that whatever Allah has planned for you, be happy with that. Yeah? Don't think to yourself that you can plan a better life. Allah has planned it for you, and whatever Allah has planned,
Allahu
khair, the perfect life.
The best of planners.
The best of planners.
Khalid Bhai, what you said is actually, I've experienced it. Because you mentioned it, and you possibly I enrolled in Jamiatul Madina, I myself had no intention of enrolling in Jamiatul Madina. Neither was I looking forward to it. Not at all. I was, you know, looking forward to university, you know, my studies, in the, you know, my future. But when I joined Jamia, I only joined I'll just join for 1 year just to make my dad happy. You know, I thought I'll join for 1 year just to make my dad happy. And I loved it. Now, I was studying my A-levels at the same time. And my teacher, as you know, mashallah, he did so much for me. And due to that, I left. I left my university and I remained in Jamiatul Madina. And now my entire life has changed. Now, Khalid Bhai, alhamdulillah, for example, look, I come here every single morning. But not once have I ever considered this to be going to work.
Yeah.
Really. Because some people ask, are you going to work? And sometimes, you know, I get confused. Honestly, sometimes I think work. And I think,
if you enjoy what you are doing, you've never worked a day in your life.
Allahu Akbar. And alhamdulillah, this is how I feel, really.
But Shabazz, but at the same time, you will know students that and maybe it happened to you, maybe it happened to other students, that whilst they're the students, they're looking at their friends progressing, getting the degrees, becoming doctors, lawyers, and barristers. And they may have crossed their minds that, you know, they're achieving so much.
Yeah.
I'm just studying these books. Yeah. And they don't realize the value of that knowledge that they're attaining. And only later on, I don't know if it happened to you, but I know it happened to a lot of students where whilst they are studying, they feel that they're not being successful in their life. They feel that they're not moving in the right direction. They feel that they could have achieved so much more, what they think they could have, but they don't realize that they are achieving much, much more than their friends.
Khalibah, one reason why I was very fortunate was I've been surrounded by people who have all these things. And, you know, when I, for example, if it's to be a khatam, a family khatam or something, I'm to stand up and deliver a bayan. And I may have millionaires in front of me, many, many, alhamdulillah. And those people will come up to me and they'll say, I'm proud to have you in our family.
Allahu Akbar.
Or, you know, you are so lucky, you're better than everyone. And really, I'm saying this without exaggerating. I've had those people who are worth, mashallah, millions, and they'll say to me that we are proud to have you in our family, or where, you know, mashallah, you did brilliant, or, you know, you're in the best place, and things like this.
But Shabazz, well, that's happened after the event, after you've acquired the knowledge.
Yeah.
Whilst you're in your first year, second year, these thoughts come into students' minds, yeah, that we're not on the right path. But this is the right path. This is the best path. And I think, you know, a lot of students out there maybe are, you know, they go through this, but they need to stick with it, inshallah.
I think it's patience.
It is patience.
You need to
it
be patient.
But again,
this is with everything, isn't it?
It is with everything. It's patience and being happy with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. I keep on saying this. You know, Shabazz, I've got a relative in Pakistan, and he's got 6 children. He doesn't own his own house. He's got a small stationery shop, and he lives in an area of Pakistan where there isn't water available in his house. He's got a motorbike, and every day he goes out and gets canisters of water from a distance, brings them home. And yet, you know, the same way that when you start the program at the beginning, Sallu Alal Habib, so energetic, so, you know, happy. If you ring him up now and say to him, how are you? Alhamdulillah, Khalibah, I'm fantastic, everything's fine. And like, he comes across so happy, and yet he is genuinely a happy person. He's happy with what, and he said to me one day that, because I keep on quiet, I said, everything okay? He said, look, Khalibah, why you keep on asking me? If, and I know it's not possible, that I was given the opportunity to live my life again, I would have the same wife, the same kids, the same house, the same thing. I would be happy. I'm happy with what I've got.
Yeah?
His shop has now been, they're extending the roads, and the government are going to demolish his shop to extend the roads. And I said to him, aren't you worried about what's going to happen? And he said, no. And I said, why? I said, well, there's worse people off. There's people worse off than me. Yeah, I'm lucky.
Allah.
So positive. And I thought, you know what I mean? In my mind, he is the richest person in the world because he's happy with what he's got. And with all these things that are happening around him, you think he's got a hard life. But he's got a happy life.
Khalibah, I think our understanding of a happy life is the easy life.
Yes, I think that's the problem. Ease is not always happiness.
Now, once, mashallah, when I went to Bab al-Madina to study, I was walking along with a class fellow of mine, Abdullah Baimela, subhanAllah, bless him. And we saw, you know, as we're walking, you know, like when you leave the main gates as you're leaving, and then we took a right there. And I think there was quite a bit of rain in them days. So there was a bit of flooding also. There was a bit of flooding, and we were just generally walking by, and there was a huge puddle, and it was, you can say it was dirty, really dirty, very dirty, honestly. And, you know, we would pick up our clothes, so we're not just, you know, dating our clothes. And whilst we were walking past, we saw two things. We saw two young children sitting, and they had some sort of little, it's made out of stone, I don't know what they were doing, they were playing something. And then there were some, they were like babies, or those toddlers, you can say, who were just about walking. And they were, some were even naked, some half naked. And they were playing in that dirty water, but they were laughing and they were happy. And just one thing I thought to myself, I was thinking that our children, our nephews, nieces, etc., they require tablets, phones, and, you know, whatnot, PlayStations to stay happy. Whereas it is truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that grants happiness. Look how happy, I was saying, look how happy they are. They look like the happiest children in the world. And look what they have. They don't even have enough clothes to cover their body.
I think we have this formula in our head that money buys happiness. Money doesn't buy happiness. It's a state of mind that is happy. I think at the same time, the Shabazz, by that people, you know, there'll be people watching, and it'll happen to us that during our lives, we go through periods where we are not happy. There are periods in our time where we are stressed. We are, you know, struggling. But I think, again, having faith in Allah Azza wa Jalla and realizing that this time will pass.
Okay.
Also can give you that reassurance. And make you realize that, you know, that once this time passes, because if you look back at your life, indirectly, you're still a young man, mashallah. But there'll be times in your life where...
Alhamdulillah.
There'll be times in your life, Shabazz, by will you remember that you weren't happy. Right? And you look back at that time and you think, why was I so stressed out about it? Why was I so unhappy about it? Yeah? And that time's passed, you know, and life goes on, life moves on. So why did I let these things affect me so much? Yeah? And you realize that life goes on and you just have to submit yourself to the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla and be happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then inshallah, everything is easy.
Khalil bhai, it said that, you know, the individual who's sent to the fire of hell, an individual who's sent to Jannah. Now, after a moment or so, each one will be asked. That person who was sent to the fire of hell, he'll be asked, how was your life? How was your life in the world? That person will say, there was not a single moment of happiness.
Allah.
Not a single moment of happiness. Meaning the hellfire is so severe, the punishment is so severe that they've totally forgotten what happiness was. They've totally forgotten that they actually smiled in the world. Not a single moment, this is what they'll say, not a single moment did we spend happy. And a person who goes to Jannah, and then after just seeing Jannah, he is asked also. And he'll say that not a single difficulty did I face in the world.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the world, Allahu Akbar. And really, do you know, sometimes the things that matter are those things which you remember. This is what we say, don't we, that, you know, materialistic things, they don't really matter, do they? Because they come and go. Money, it comes and goes. But your memories, these are the things which matter.
But I think at a certain time in your life, sorry Shabazz, but you think to yourself that these things matter. Yeah? When you're young, you think, oh, I need my house, I need my bank balance, I need my car, I need all these things. And these become your priorities. And I think as you become a little bit older, you realize that these priorities that you had whilst you were younger mean nothing. Yeah? They're going to come and go and they're going to disappear. The true priority is having this inner happiness.
Allah.
Being happy with the will of Allah. That is the most important
thing. So, Khalil bhai, the topic of the day is how to be happy. Now, one way of making us happy could be to take a look at today's picture.
Allah.
Khalil bhai, mashallah, today's picture is something about, take a look at the picture and then let's see your reaction. So mashallah, we see two rabbits.
Okay.
Now whenever you think of a rabbit or whenever you see a rabbit, Khalid bhai, I don't know, what do you think of?
You think of carrots.
You think of carrots. So along with the rabbits, we have carrots. But these, well, Allahu Akbar, let's take a look at these carrots.
I think today's picture is quite up with today's topic as well, Yudhir.
It is.
It is.
How?
Well, in the sense that,
By the way, without giving away the answer.
Okay, let's listen to the answer then first.
No, we're not going to listen to the answer. You're going to listen to the answer later. But I was thinking, Khalid bhai, maybe we should keep a countdown timer there.
Okay.
Maybe not even a timer, you know, 1,000 words. You know, a picture speaks 1,000 words. So maybe we can have a countdown.
Yeah.
And as you're speaking, the words come down to see how many words you give.
Short and sweet answers are always...
Maybe there's many answers you can give.
Maybe there is, but my answer is short and sweet.
Short answer, Allahu Akbar. Now we're speaking about happiness, but the question is, how do we stay happy? Or how do we become happy?
I think we've mentioned it, Shabazz, by the one is like I mentioned right at the beginning, being with people that are happy can generate happiness. You know, I'm here today, you're making me happy. At the same time, you know, to be happy is to be accept what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. And you see these people, Shabazz, by that, we may say that they're not as fortunate as we are, but they're happy with what they've got. You see these people, and I'll give an example, you'll see someone that's, I don't know, lost an arm in an accident, or lost a leg in an accident. And there's two types of people. There's that one type of person that, you know, accepts what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him, and he can climb Everest, you know, without an arm, or without a leg. And there's another person that's had the same injury, and he won't get out of his wheelchair. So, you know, I pray that Allah doesn't put any of us through that kind of test, but whenever we are tested, it's having that positive look on that situation. And I remember my daughter, when she was going to the Jamia in Pakistan, it was hot over there, and she just basically said that, you know, all these tests that we're facing, if it's not killing me, it's making me stronger. Yeah. And I think if you realize that as well, that, you know, whatever test Allah is putting you in, one, accept it and realize it is for your betterment. I think I've got it on my phone somewhere, Shabazz, by that. There was a poem that was written by, some people think it was written by the unknown soldier. And in it, basically, he talks about certain things that he asked for from Allah Azza wa Jal. But he didn't get that. And at the end, he says that, I got nothing that I asked for, but I got everything that I needed.
Allah.
And I remember one of them where he said that, I asked for strength. I wanted to be strong. Yeah. But Allah gave me problems to solve.
Yeah? Allah.
And the meaning that by solving them problems, you become stronger.
That is becoming.
Yeah.
Stronger.
So, I got nothing what I asked for, but I got everything I needed. And I think if we have this mindset that what Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving us is best for us. You know, we always say, Allah better karta hai, jo kuch bhi Allah ta'ala ki behtri hai, is for the betterment of what is. And we need to have that mindset. And if you have that mindset, you will be happy. Yeah. And if you start looking at other people and thinking, well, why has he got a bigger car than me, a better house than me? You know, I work just as hard as him. I do this and I do that. And one of the ways to realize how lucky you are is, don't look at them people. Look at them people. Look at them people that are not as fortunate as you are. I mean, you mentioned Pakistan, you mentioned them children playing in the pond. You can go to Pakistan, you can see the people that are in the midday sun. It's 40 plus degrees, yeah, and they're selling onions and they're selling cucumbers and they're selling this. And, you know, they're striving every day and they're pushing the cart all day, working so hard, you know, 12 hours, 15 hours a day. What are we doing here in this country? We're not having to work that hard. And so we should, you know, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Be thankful. And that, and realization that would, inshallah, make you happy.
Do you know a message that recently when I went to Amtar, and that was really
a wake-up call.
Because you're mentioning 40 plus degrees, this is 50 plus degrees.
Allahu Akbar.
And this is people who in 2019, and Allahu Akbar. I was amazed, really. Even though I heard about it, deep down, I didn't really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. People speak about it, but I really thought, I don't think it's as bad as they're saying. But my dear viewers of my channel, really people do not have water.
Yeah.
And there are people who go out, for example, we go out to work 8 hours a day. These individuals, they go out, it takes them about an hour or so to walk to that place or to go to a place, to a well, and they would try to extract water, but there would be about 200 to 300 people trying to take water. And there would only be so much water there, so the water would finish and people would fight each other. Just, you know, you can't even blame them. Just imagine you're in this position where you need to take water home to your child, to, you know, babies in your house, you know, elderly, the weak, the ill. And people are fighting for water because they want to take some water out. And there are many people that have to leave without any water. Really. And Allahu Akbar, even there I saw smiles. Even there I saw smiles. Which really, Khaliba, I've got a question for you. Have you ever heard of Ghana?
Ghana in Africa.
Ghana in Africa.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, we've received a message from Ghana.
MashaAllah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. I think it sounds like Louis to me.
Okay.
Louis, I've never generally heard this name, you know, a Muslim name being Louis. I'm assuming they are Muslim because they've mentioned, and so mashallah, it seems they are Muslim. I'm Louis from Ghana and I want you to help me ask for forgiveness from Allah. From
Allah,
God is what is written.
Allah.
So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this individual forgiveness, forgive all his minor and major sins, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him happiness, and also mashallah the rest of our brothers and sisters in Ghana, mashallah, we have a huge Islamic Muslim,
you know, there'll
population.
Be a lot of viewers that will be watching this now, Shabazz Bhai, and when you said I'm from Ghana, yeah, please help me, there will be a lot of people here thinking, ah right, yeah, he's from Africa, he's going to be asking for financial help, yeah, this is the help that he's going to be asking.
Hello.
But you know, again, this person's not asking for financial help.
Allah.
He's asking for our du'as, and you know, du'as cost nothing. And I think we should all do du'a for all of the ummah around the world. That may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive them, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give them peace. And those people that don't have the shelter that we have, do not have the food that we have, do not have the protection that we have, May Allah Azzajal give them patience. May Allah Azzajal give us the ability to remember our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world that are not as fortunate as we are.
Ameen, ameen. And Dola, we're speaking about Pakistan. That's because we're associated to Pakistan, aren't we? And,
you know, we've seen it. We've seen the people that are struggling over there. We've seen the poverty that's over there. And I think, you know, you mentioned water, you know, going in and looking for water. And as you were talking about these people that are queuing up for water, I'm thinking about those people that turn on the tap and then start a conversation. Exactly. And just waste the water and don't even think twice about it. And I think, you know, one of the things that by traveling around the world, by traveling to these places, I mean, you probably valued water when you were in Pakistan, but since you've been to Thar, you probably value water even more. You realize what a great blessing water is, that Allah's will bless you.
Alhamdulillah, I'm really lucky to have gone there, because every time I think of wasted water, I think of Thar.
Yeah.
Really, every time I think of Thar. Allahu Akbar. But Khalid bhai, happiness, which other methods are there to become happy, to be happy?
I think there isn't many others. You know, it's a state of mind, and I think, you know, if you, like you mentioned early on, just reading the Quran, you know, being associated in an Islamic environment gives you that peace of mind. And once you've got that peace of mind, it generates happiness. You know, I get stressed. I get down. Yeah. And we all do. And personally, I've realized that if I want to calm myself down, if I want to feel better, I can go into a masjid and sit in a corner, do nothing. Yeah. I don't necessarily have to read the Quran. I don't necessarily have to do any tasbih, but just sitting, you know, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla and just relaxing there, you know, brings that peace of mind. And having that peace of mind is ultimately, you know, having that source of happiness. If you're at peace of mind, then you will be happy with your lot. And I think that's what we need to do, is we need to, you know, find those things that give us, those halal ways that give us sukoon, give us peace. And ultimately the best ways are, you know, in reading your namaz, in reading the Quran, being in an environment and people where people are happy. I mean, people might say to you, oh, well, you know, when we go to the ishtama and they make us cry in the dua, so that's not going to really make us very happy, is it? But at the same time, yes, you're crying in the duas, but you're also, you feel happy after that, you know, I've got this, you know, feeling inside me, you know, and you may be crying on the outside, but inside you, you've got that inner peace.
Allah.
So not necessarily the face shows you the inner happiness. And I think there was a picture that you sent once where it showed these, you know, people that they were adults, yeah, talking to each other, but inside their head they were children. Yeah. So on the outside they look like something else, but inside they were something else. So the outer appearance of someone is not necessarily the inner appearance. A person that might have a smile on his face may not be always happy.
Always happy.
I remember watching Nigran Ashura. There's a clip on social media now where Nigran Ashura, just for his daughter, yeah, when she was helping in the household, yeah, he said to his daughter, you know, Jazakallah and thank you, Beta Mashallah, for helping. And just little things will make people happy as well. So I think not only should we try to be happy, but we should also at the same time try to make other people happy as well. Appreciate other people, you know, and make them happy, support them and make them happy as well. So part of being happy is trying to make other people happy.
Allah. Some people, their method of becoming happy is by making others happy.
That's what
somebody, viewers of Madrasa, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, today you are watching Rise and Shine. And each and every single day we have a reminder for the day. Let's see what we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as Muslims, we should be greedy to perform as much good deeds as possible. Why? Because on the day of judgment, everyone will realize the value of one good deed. Why? Because a mother will go to her son. The son, I've done so much for you in the world. Please give me one good deed. The son won't be willing to give his mother even one good deed on that day of judgment. Think to yourself today, how much a mother sacrifices for her children on that day of judgment. Her son will come to her. Her son will say, oh my mother, you did so much for me in the world. Please, on this day of judgment, please give me just one good deed. But on that day of judgment, my dear respected Islamic brothers, that will be the day of judgment, that the mother will not even be willing to give one good deed to her son. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we should be greedy to perform as much good deeds as possible. And let me tell you one beautiful method of how we can increase our good deeds, inshallah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when you do wudu, recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah, the angels, Kiramul Katibin, will continue to record virtues for you for as long as you are in the state of wudu, inshallah. Think to yourself, how long are we in the state of wudu? Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Inshallah, as long as you recite this Bismillahi walhamdulillah before performing wudu, inshallah, the angels will continue to write good deeds for you, inshallah. So, my dear Islamic brothers, make this intention. Before performing wudu, inshallah, we will try to recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah, inshallah. And my dear respected Islamic brothers, another great blessing just before wudu, inshallah, that it's mentioned that a person who recites Bismillah before starting wudu, then all his body from his head to his toes, it will all be purified. But that person who does not recite Bismillah, only those organs which he washes, only those will be purified. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, make one intention that inshallah, before performing wudu, we will try to recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah, inshallah azza wa jal. Salli ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, after the reminder, let's quickly move on to the hadith of the day. So inshallah, after the hadith, then inshallah we'll speak al-almah and go to our final segment, which is today's department. Which department we shall be speaking about? Stick with us inshallah to find out. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, our beautiful religion of Islam, it guides us in every aspect of our lives. After adhering to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huququllah, then we have the huququl ibad, the rights of the people which we need to carry out. Inshallah azza wa jal, these, despite being quite comprehensive, in today's daily hadith we will try to cover two elements of haqqul ibad. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri fala yu'zi jarahu." That whoever believes in Allah and believes in the last day, he should not hurt his neighbor. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. And whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, then he should serve his guest generously. Subhanallah. This hadith is showing or teaching us that we must show hospitality towards our guest and be kind towards our neighbors. Islam, how beautifully it emphasizes on the rights of the neighbor. In many verses of the glorious Quran, and we find in many narrations also, and its practical implementation can be seen once we study the life, the seerah of all the pious predecessors. This hadith is also teaching us to be generous and hospitable to those who come to us in the form of guests. So there are many ways and forms in which we can express hospitality and generosity, be it in the form of helping one in the time of need, be it in the form of gifting presents, or simply by smiling and showing appreciation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take heed and make us amongst those who never violate the rights of others. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, amongst our many departments of Dawat Islami. Khalifa, do you know how many departments are of Dawat Islami?
105 last time.
Exactly. Exactly, Allahu Akbar, because the last time I've tried to understand is 106.
Right, no.
So mashallah, this is how, you know, mashallah, quickly Dawat Islami is developing. MashaAllah. Today, we also have one particular department which is extremely important, because it is the cause of many of the books you see in front of you. And it's not Maktabatul Madina. It's another one. What this is, let's take a look. Let's go to our next segment, which is a department of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madinah Shah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. This is one of our many segments, our last and final segment. Alhamdulillah, today we are in what's known as the Department of Da'wat Islami, known as Al-Madinatul Ilmiya.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for the Madani.
27 brothers and viewers of Malanjara, one of the 107 various departments is the department which pertains to knowledge itself. How, mashallah, wa azzal, no doubt knowledge is gained from books. And you see, mashallah, many compilation of books all around you, mashallah. If you do look around, you see various books.
For the Madani environment, thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for.
This is actually the actual manuscript which was written by one of his students, and this manuscript, after being read by the Sam Brothers and Views of Manu Channel, is then converted onto digital format, etc., sometimes translated even, and even explained.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all.
Now, part of this Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Madisam Brothers and Views of Manchalam, is the Darsi Kutub, meaning those books which are taught in the Darsi Nizami, the traditional, Madisam Brothers and Views of Manchalam, that traditional course for which when individuals graduate, then they are considered to be ulama, scholars and representatives of the religion.
All your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings.
MashaAllah, we have this one brother here who is working on a book which is on the Usul Hadith, meaning the nomenclature of the Ahadith themselves. This is a vast department, alhamdulillah, of Da'wat Islam. You also have, mashallah, more brothers over here working on the fiqh, known as the Islamic jurisprudence. But some brothers, it is the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu bid-deen, that individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes goodness for, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the understanding of the religion, meaning understanding of Islamic jurisprudence.
Environment. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Moving further, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we come to see that there is, mashallah, many more brothers. It's another room, part of the same department, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. This brother over here, I just spoke to him, and he said he is working on the Ihya'ul Ulum, the revival and the rejuvenation of the sciences, written by the master known as Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali, a scholar of the 6th century, a brilliant philosopher also, mashallah, a master in various sciences. Now, mashallah, we have come to the office of the, you can say, mashallah, the head of this department. Mashallah, they are a Madani scholar with 15 years of experience. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. to begin with, Noda Obadiratul Khailumian is playing a huge role in Dawud Islam itself, which is one of the founding and one of the pillars, you can say, of Dawud Islam, providing information for people all over the world.
So the question is, how many Islamic brothers are working for you?
اس وقت الحمدللہ المدینہ الاسلامیہ میں 90 اتنے بھی کام کرتے
ہیں. There are inshallah 90 individuals working in this one department. Not 9, no, 90 individuals. Allah Akbar, just imagine how much that is, the time, the effort being put into all of these books, mashallah. And on top of all this, there are expenses involved, they are being given wages, etc. And Marisam brothers, we mentioned that, you know, their pay grade is congruent to their ranks. What does it mean by their ranks? Let's ask our respected scholar.
جیسے تخریج, تخریج کی تفتیش, تسہیل, حاشیہ نگاری, عربی سے اردو ترجمہ کرنا, کتاب تعریف کرنا, جملے بنانا, پیراگراف بنانا, مضمون بنانا, اس میں انشاء پردازی کرنا, یہ سارے کام ہوتے ہیں المدینہ الاظمیہ میں.
Summary, some brothers and viewers of inshallah, alhamdulillah, you know, no doubt there will be extensive amounts of money being spent just on this one particular department of Dawud Islam, the Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. Let's ask, mashallah, our respected scholar, as to how much is spent on the wages, the salary.
Al-Madinatul Ilmiya mein salana کم و بیش 3.5 crore روپے سیلری کی مد میں خرچہ ہوتا ہے. یہ خرچہ پہ ہر سال بڑھتا ہے.
Just from the salaries themselves, the same is approximately 30 million rupees being spent, or 35 million rupees. And on top of all this, the expenses, etc., you know, and the bonuses which is given to the workers, you know, it amounts up to about 40 million rupees every single year. Now that equates to over 200,000 pounds. Now remember, some many people may be thinking 200,000, remember this is only one of the 107 departments of Dawud Islami. But my dear brothers, just something to think about, something to ponder over is, alhamdulillah, look at the work, really, look at the work that Dawud Islami is doing. This is one of 107 departments. 90 individuals working here, translating, you know, those books which, you know, we hear the names and we wish we could read them in our own language. Alhamdulillah, this is what Dawud Islami is doing for you today. These are the blessings of our respected and honorable Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the shadow amongst us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless, mashallah, all of the brothers who are working here, and especially, mashallah, our respected scholar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their rank in this world and akhirah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. MashaAllah, that was our department of Dawat Islami, Madinatul Ilmiya. MashaAllah, undoubtedly a very important, integral department of Dawat Islami. And, you know, we benefit from this so much, don't we,
Khadija? I think it's the department ensures that whatever literature we get, whatever books we receive, whatever bayans we get on a weekly basis, that they are the completely with references, and we know that we're not making anything up, and so that the mubalik is confident that when he reads something, when he delivers something, he knows that it's got the backing of such great scholars that we have nothing to fear.
MashaAllah, we were speaking about, you know, happiness and satisfaction, that, you know, money, it can buy a house, it can buy a home. You know, it can buy people, it can't really buy friends, can it?
Yeah.
You know, it buys so-called friends, not real friends. So money buys a lot of things, but does it buy the important things, those things which matter? It doesn't really buy those,
no,
does
it? No, it doesn't. And, we talked earlier on about your iman and these sort of things, and money doesn't buy that. And at the same time, money doesn't lose in it. Yeah, you can have the most money in the world, and it doesn't mean to say that you've got iman, and you can be completely bankrupt, and it doesn't mean to say you're going to lose your iman.
Yeah?
I think what is scary when you talk about money is that the more money you have, what happens is some people become less God-fearing.
Yeah.
Some people become
less aware of what they should and should not be doing because they've got all this money now and they have this so-called power. And you need to be careful that, you know, it's not haram having money, but you need to be careful that the amount of money you have, that it doesn't take you away from your deen. The true happiness is being happy with what you've got.
Allah.
And I think if we realize that, we'll be successful in life.
SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, each and every single day we have a picture,
today's image.
Let's take a look at today's image, and then inshallah, let's count the words which Khalid Bhai has for us. Khalid Bhai, what do you see then?
Obviously, you've got the two people there. Both of them are looking at the shoots, the rabbits.
Two rabbits.
The two rabbits are looking at the shoots, and the one that's got the smaller shoot is looking to the bigger shoot, and he's probably looking in envy, thinking to himself that, you know, why is mine not as big as his? Why has he got a bigger tree than me, bigger shoots than me, you know, and I'm not as fortunate as he. But what he doesn't realize is that beneath the surface, you know, he has the bigger carrot. He has the ultimate success in comparison to the other one. So what would appear to be successful on the surface is not the actual success. And I think, again, in life, when you look at, you know, you could be that small rabbit looking at someone with a big house, looking at someone with a fantastic career, looking at someone with a lot of money, a lot of things in this dunya, and thinking to yourself, well, why is mine not like that? But ultimately, you know, you could be the successful one. You could be that one that's got the huge carrot underground rather than have the small carrot. So what you see with your own eyes is not ultimate success. No, but I think that's true, isn't it? You don't realize what your success is. And the same, that can apply to any aspect in your life, in your dunya. You don't realize how successful you are. And you'll find out later. In the same way that them rabbits, they will only find out later when they pull the rabbits.
Pull the carrots
out of the ground. And we will only realize our true success, whether we've been successful in our dunya, not when we pull the carrots out of the ground, but when we go underground. When we go in the ground, in the same way that if you were to go under the ground there, you will see who's the successful one.
Allah.
We will only find out if we are successful when we go underground.
And it's only your deeds that go into the grave with you.
Yes, it's not the shoots.
It's not the shoots.
Yeah, it's not the things that are in this dunya. In this dunya, again, you could take it as that one, that in this world you've got the small shoots and you've got the large shoots. So the person that's got the large shoes thinks he's successful here. Yeah? Whereas the person that hasn't, doesn't. So, but when you go underground, then you realize that what you're taking with you, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Jazakallahu khairan, mashallah. There's a lot of information there. Barakallah. A lot of words, mashallah. You're doing good. We'll see next time how much you...
I don't want to count down.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, Azra, that was today's picture, today's image. Now, Khalid Bhai, we don't have too long left.
I want to ask you, what do you take of that picture? You always ask us, the guests, have you got any new views on that? I should really...
That's the advantage of being the host, where I ask the questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn the tables on you. What do you think? Have you got any different aspects on that picture?
You've mentioned, mashallah.
Other than what we said, anything
thinking
different?
Of the grave, so you've already mentioned that now as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
That was just generally what I was thinking. Another could be, you know, he was looking down. One was looking down because he was also the bigger guy, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. So you can say he was possibly looking down at him. So, and you see, what we need to understand is we've been told that whenever you are looking at worldly things, then do not look at those people above you, but look at those people below you. Meaning those people who have less than you, those people who are not as financially capable as yourself.
Not as fortunate as yourself.
Yes. Mm. And if you are to look at Islamically, those people who are practicing, then look at those above you.
Yes.
Meaning those who practice more than
yes.
you. So similarly, here, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, in a way they're both looking at each other, aren't they? One, he's looking down at him, but how is he looking down at him? You could be looking down and thinking, oh, look what he has nothing. And you could be proud. You could be proud that this is what I have, showing what he has. Or similarly, that other one could be making the mistake of thinking, oh, wow, look how great he is, without truly being satisfied and thankful for what he has. A carrot is a ni'mat.
And also realizing that he is ultimately going to be more successful than the other one.
Yes, and this is, as we were mentioning, that sometimes you do not know, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in plan for you. So again, it's coming back to plan, doesn't it? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wished more for the one with the lesser shoot to have more of a carrot, more success, more reward, inshallah. And this is what we pray for. Again, our brother from Ghana, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him success in this world and the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive each and every single one of us. You know, we are all kullubni Adam khata'un. All of the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam are sinners. But from amongst those, the best of them are the ones who repent. So, especially to that brother, mashallah, who's asked that the first clause to repentance, the first condition to repentance is forgiveness. You can say it's repentance, isn't it? You must first repent. And repentance itself consists of three things: to acknowledge what you've done to be wrong, that what I've done, it is wrong. And secondly, to feel bad about it. And then to promise never to do so again. So my viewers of my channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We had Khalid bhai here, Jazakallahu Khairah, Khalid bhai, for joining us, for taking out your precious busy time, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And also all those viewers who took out the time to watch our program, mashallah, those regular viewers who watch us every single day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and grant all of us the ability to watch Madani channel, especially only Madani channel each and every single day. That's all for now.
I was just going to say, mashallah, that when you mentioned at the beginning, those people that are traveling on Hajj, I pray that Allah accept everybody's Hajj.
Ameen.
And I pray that every Muslim person around the world, that once in their lifetime they are capable of performing the Hajj.
Ameen.
And for the sake of that person that did dua for him, asked for dua for himself, I pray that Allah not only forgive him, but forgive all of the ummah. And give us all the ability to stay away from fitna and attain true happiness, inshallah.
Inshallah, wa azza wa jal. That's all for now, my dear viewers. We shall be back tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow, keep this on your mind, that you must continue to send salutations upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.